Okay, today's daf is Arachin Daf Chavav, and we are on Chav Hei Amabez right after the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that, as we know from the Torah, at the end of Sefer Vayikra, if somebody is makdish there, stay achuza, and then somebody else redeems it from the Beis Hamikdash, so during Yovel, that field goes back to the Kohanim. It's one of the Matanos of Matnos Kahuna. But what happens if it was not redeemed? What happens if it was not redeemed? What is the halacha if it still is in the Rishus of Hekdesh? So three shitas in the Tanaim. Either, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it goes to the Kohanim for payment. They have to pay for it. Once they pay for it, so then it is it becomes theirs. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's automatically theirs. They don't even have to pay for it. Right? It belongs to Hekdesh already, so they split it up. And Rabbi Elazar says neither. Elazar says they cannot take it. It only goes to the Kohanim if it had been outside of the Rishus of Hekdesh. If it's still in the Rishus of Hekdesh, if the person was Makdesh, it's the Achuza, and nobody had redeemed it yet, so it stays there. It's called a forsaken field, a Sadeh Retushin, or Retushi Retushin, all the way, and it stays there until somebody else redeems it. And then by the following Yovel, then it would go to the Kohanim. What is that based on? As we'll see today, it's based on Psukim. Says the Gemara. My time...
According to Rabbi Yehuda,
that is a good question. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what do they pay? That is machlokas achron, and we'll see later today. What do they pay? Do they stay? What value do they pay for the field? We'll see later today. Bez Hashem. Says the Gemara, my time at Rabbi Yehuda. What is the reason that Rabbi Yehuda says they have to pay for it? Amar kodesh b'makdish. We learn exereshava from makdish. Makdish bias. You learn Xerashava from Makdish bias when it comes to, as Rashi quotes the Psukkim on the second bar line, Kiakdish is Beso Kodesh, when somebody is Makdish a house, so then he goes to the Kohanim only, as we'll see, Ma'la Halon Bidamim, Afkan Bidamim, just like a house only goes to the Kohanim with Rashi, I think, quotes the drasha elsewhere. Ma bayis lo teitzei la'olam yad hekdesh below damim. Kidachsev hasam aricho ha'kohen. U bayis lo nafka la'kohanim la'olam. Ela steachuza l'chude. Degzeres malachi. Af steachuza lo teitzei yad hekdesh below damim. A house never goes to the Kohanim. But anything to do with a house is paid for. So there's never a manas kahuna that a house would automatically go to the Kohanim. Right? Steachuza has that. But at least in terms of payment, that we can compare it in that way. Hekdesh. If somebody redeems the house, so then the money goes to Hekdesh. Chimati Yovel, and then as long as it is paid for by someone when it comes to a steachuz. So to the Kohanim, when they redeem it, they have to pay for it. So you compare it to Makdish Bias, just like nothing's happening for free by Makdish Bias, so too by steachuz, nothing is happening for free. That is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Gamar, Kodesh, Mikifsi Atzeres. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you learn it from Kifsi Atzeres. The only Shlamim that is a Karban Tzibur, the Kifsi Atzeres, the Shlamim that are brought with the Shtei Halechem on Shavuos, that is Kache Kachim. The only Shlamim that's also kachi kachim. So just like that goes to the Kohen for free, ma'la halon b'chinam, afkan b'chinam, just like the Kifsi Atzeres goes to the Kohen, right, it's one of the manas kahuna. So too, when it comes to steachuza here, if it is in the Hekdesh property already, then it goes to the Kohanim. So that's the Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda, so why do each one of them learn it from their respective sources and not from the other one's source? Rabbi Yehuda, Nami, Nelev, B'Kivsi Atzeres. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, why don't you learn it from Kivsi Atzeres? The Gemara says, no. Don and Kachi, Bede Gabayis, B'Kachi, Bede Gabayis. It's better to learn house and field together, because both of those are Kachi, Bede Gabayis. That doesn't have inherent Kedusha. Via Don and Kachi, Bede Gabayis, B'Kachi, we don't learn Kachi Bede Gabayis from Kachi Mizbeach, which is a different type of Kedusha. As we've discussed many times, even the way that it is Hukdash is different. Kachi Bede Gabayis, according to Reb Chaim, is more based on Tosfos, but according to Reb Chaim, is more Hukdash first through Dini Mamonis. Once it becomes legally and financially belonging to Hekdesh, so then Kedusha is Chal, Mashenki Kachi Mizbeach, and Kachi Aguf, it is directly Hukdash by the owner. But either way, that's in terms of the process and mechanism of Hakdasha. But even once it achieves the Kedusha state, it's different. Kachabedekabayis is not inherently Kedusha. It has functional Kedusha. You're going to get money for it. Or the Beis HaMikdash owns it and to use it for whatever it is used for. Unlike Kachim Mizbeach, which is destined to be burnt to the Mizbeach. So, says the Gemara would rather compare Betek Abayis and Betek Abayis to Kachim Mizbeach. Reb Shimon Nami, Nailof Mimakdish Bayis. So according to Reb Shimon, so why does he cross boundaries and he'd rather learn Betek Abayis from Kachim Mizbeach and not learn it from two Kachim Mizbeach, Kachim Betek Abayis's? So Gemara says, no, done in Dover, Shematana LaKohen, Midover, Shematana LaKohen. I'd rather learn two items that are both Matnas Kahuna. Steachuza and Kifse Atzeres are both Matnas Kahuna. Vein done in Dover Shematana LaKohanim. Midover Shein Matana LaKohanim. A house is not a Matana LaKohen. Somebody's mocked their house. So therefore, that is not as good of a comparison, and therefore, Reb Shimon doesn't hold of it. Okay, those are the two sources for the first two opinions of the Mishnah. What about the next opinion? Rabbi Eliezer. Lo, nichnasim, velo nosim, v'chulu. Amarav, my time with Rabbi Lazar. So what is the reason for Rabbi Lazar? Why does he say that you just leave it there? And it doesn't go to the Kohanim unless you pay for it. Unless it's redeemed, paid for, and then it could be chozeres l'Kohanim. If it just belongs to the Kohanim, so then it is not good enough. So we're gonna have three opinions suggested in the Gemara, and then you gotta figure out what the svar is. What's the svara for us? Okay, we're going to have a psukim that tells us. But is there a svara that this Matnas Kahuna could only go derech somebody else? It can't go directly from the, that's the lundis. If somebody's makdish der steachuza, it can't then go straight to the kohen. It has to go through a third party. That third party could be a kohen himself, as we saw yesterday. But it has to go through another party and then go back into the hands of the Kohanim. That is the svara, but what is the source? Amar Rav, my time with Rabbi Lazar. Suggestion number one. Amar Kra, Vim lo yigal es hasadeh, lo yigal od. If the field is not redeemed, lo yigal od. Right, he can't redeem it anymore after Yovel. Vim makor es hasadeh, vaya hasadeh betseso be Yovel. So you see the first part, half of the pasuk said, if it's not redeemed, lo yigal od, he doesn't redeem it anymore. And then the second half says, if it's sold to somebody else, when it goes out, it goes to the Kohanim. Dot, dot, dot. Goes to the Kohanim. So you see the second half of the pasuk, he is being medayik. Rab is suggesting that read the last half of the pasuk separately. And that is, if somebody sells the field, if they sell the field, the gizbar sells the field, and it goes out by Yovel to the Kohanim. If he didn't sell the field, then he wouldn't, but you only read that last phrase with the second half of the pasuk. So Abaya is upset about that. Amar Abaya, sakina charifa mifsake kroy. What are you chopping up the psukim for? Cutting it up with a knife. Don't chop up the psukim. Read the whole pasuk together. Don't be medayik that the last phrase of the pasuk that goes to the kohanim is only going on the few words right before it. That says, oh, if it's sold, no. If somebody's makdish their field, so then it's going to go to the kohanim. You don't have to read it that last phrase is only going on and object and being an application of the last phrase. So El Amar Abaya does not like that. So Abaya has a different suggestion. Abaya, which we know either stands for Av Hashem, Hashem is my father, or Abaya Asher Baruchah Yerucham Yaso, Pasuk in Navi, which tells us, which alludes to the fact that Abaya was an orphan. Asher Baruchah Yerucham Yaso. So Talmud Rabbi Eliezer. The reason for Rabbi Eliezer is as follows. Right, see, on the Shimon Kabbalah changes it to Rabbi Lazar. Okay, either one. So that Rabbi Lazar Kidatanya, Lo Yigael, it shall not be redeemed. Yachal Lo Tehe Nig Eles Shetehe Lefanav Kiste Mikne. You might think, we'll have to see who and when this Bryce is talking about. But now let's just translate it. The Bryce says, he cannot redeem it. You might think that he cannot redeem it even as a Ste Mikne. Fine, it's the Yahuza, he can't redeem it as. But you might think he can't redeem it even as a stay mikveh, that it's going to stay with him temporarily. That extra word. It cannot be redeemed for what it used to be to him. But it can be redeemed for what it used to be. It used to be a stay, but it can be redeemed for a stay mikveh. Not what it used to be for a stay achusa, but he can't redeem it as a stay mikneh. So who and when is this Brisa talking about? Again, what does the Brisa tell us? The Brisa says that a person can redeem a field not like for what it used to be to him, but like a stay mikneh. So who and when? So Amos. What is this referring to? So E lema b'yovel rishon. Are we talking about before the first yovel? Somebody's makdish their stay achusa, and the pasuk is telling me they can redeem it for to be a stay achusa for them? Amayin and Negelis. Why not? That's not true. Steachuza Nami Avye. It can be a Steachuza. If somebody's Makdash their Steachuza and then redeems it with an added Chomesh before the first Yovel, is theirs. And it stays with them forever. Steachuza. So Elapshita, so this obviously must be talking about Yovel Sheni. Must be talking about after the first Yovel. After the first Yovel, if someone tries to redeem it, so then it cannot go back to its previous state of being a Steh Achuzah. It only achieves the status of a Steh Mikneh. So Ulaman, so who is that referring to now? So now we know when, but now the question is who? Who is buying this field? Whose rights are limited according to the Braisa? That they can only get it as a Steh Mikneh, not a Steh Achuzah. And whose opinion in the Tanaim are we talking about? So Ilema l'Reb Yehuda v'Reb Shimon. Are we talking about Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon? Will there ever be a case where there's a after the first Yovel? No, Lakonim Nafka. It goes to the Kohanim. It goes to the Kohanim according to Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. So you'll never get to the state of these during the second Yovel period. Right? There's a machlokas, whether you have to pay for it or not. But either way, you're never going to get to that state. So Ela Lav Reb Eliezer. Reb Elazar. Maybe so must be Reb Elazar Shita. Reb Elazar is the one. If a Shmami now, what do you see for the Braisa? What's the Braisa telling me? That the original owner, if he's poed it during the second Yovel period, that he could buy it only to the level of Stei Mikneh, not the level of Stei Achuza. But what do you mean? Why didn't the Kohanim get it? It must be, right, by the assumption of the psukim, must be that if nobody got it, it doesn't go to the Kohanim. That's the source for Reb Elazar. V'shmamina, Taibad Reb Eliezer Mehacha. It must be, this is the Reb Elazar's svara, again, not explicit, but just the assumption of this halacha, of the brisa, based on the pasuk. This is the assumption of Reb Elazar. That is all Abaye's answer. Let's just ask a question on that, and then we'll talk about it a little bit. Says the Gemara, the Tisbara, is that really logical? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, hi, owed my darshi bay. If you're really darshining that word owed, that's teaching this whole halacha, so what did Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon do with that owed? You tell me this is only Rabbi Lazar? No, we have no other source that tells us what Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon do with it. So we'd rather try to come up with a case which is according to everybody. And you can darshan the word owed according to everybody. So that is why the third opinion of the Gemara is going to reject this suggestion, but this is the suggestion. The suggestion is that it has to be going according to Reb Elazar, because who else is going to have a middle approach according to Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon? Some of the Achronim ask, so the Ola Shlomo asks, why doesn't the Gemara suggest that maybe it's even according to Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, but the Kohanim didn't want to buy it? Let's see, according to Reb Yehuda at least. According to Reb Yehuda, who says you have to pay for it. Maybe they didn't want it. So maybe they could also come up with a case that you're going to have a field that's going to last. Ola Shlomo, ma hakrok shabraisa shenuyu l'shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Hari efshel hamanis abraisa k'shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Umikam akam adur b'yavol sheini v'lo yasla kohanim b'yavol rishon. Bo'ofan shakohanim lo ratzu liftos. Why don't you say that? Kasav, it must be shemikan muchach. What's the halacha? She'im ha-kohanim lo padu es ha-sadeh ein ha-gizbar rashay l'mokhor l'bayla macherim. It must be, says the Ola Shlomo. Shlomo Lipschitz, we haven't had him in a couple of months. Last time we had him was, I think, Menachos. Says the Ola Shlomo that if the Kohanim did not want to buy it, that even according to Yehuda, it stays Birishus Hektish and it's not sold again. The Bailim lose their rights, period, by the first Yovel. Whether the Kohanim buy it or not, they're going to lose their rights. The Shiloh, whether it's going to go to the Kohanim or not, if they pay for it or not. But it's not sold to the... It's not sold to anybody else. That's what the Ola Shlomo assumes, based on this Gemara. The steam of the fact that the Gemara doesn't suggest otherwise, it must be that it's not sold to the Kohanim. This is the Ola Shlomo. If you look on the Chavetz Chaim here in the Zevach Toda, the Chavetz Chaim wrote the Likutei Halachos on all the parts of Shas that didn't have a riff. That the Chavetz Chaim says, well, you have to know what the halacha is. Mashiach's going to come, you're not going to know what to do. So all the Gemaras in Sota and in Zvachem and Menachos and Erechim, which the Rif didn't write on, so the Chavetz Chaim wrote a Rif type of Sefer, and on the bottom he has this commentary with the Zevach Toda. So here on Erechim he writes, V'lo muki love epashit, afilo rabbi l'rabshim, mikagot shal haratzo akonim levdosa. He has the same diak as the Ola Shlomo, mishum dehaisa soda sheino shave elasela. Maybe it's a case that he says, maybe it's a case where they didn't want to buy it. V'ze ein svara lomar, da ha-Torah hitilo l'chova al ha-Kohanim, she-mechuyavim l'vdosa. Says the Chavetz Chaim, don't think that the Kohanim were forced to buy it. Don't think that. Demachatu pashu dinekayfem la'abed mo'oseyem. What are we going to force them for? V'halo b'makdash gufei lo itilo avatar l'chuf sheyifte. The Makdash himself doesn't have to, we're not forcing him to redeem it for an extra chomesh. V'kal v'chama l'kohanim. V'od, and also, d'be'emes b'detali rachmana kistei hacherim l'kohanim mashma tehumi madas kahuna. It's one of the matanis. V'zachusam d'zachi lahu rachmana. Only if it's, let's say, they don't think it's a good value for them. So we don't force him. So he brings up that issue that maybe the Kohanim didn't want to redeem it. He's not medayik. The Olah Shlomo Zadik, he just says, because after all, we don't force them to redeem it. We don't force them to redeem it. So he just points out that ha'ara, that he didn't make that, deal. But what's important about the Chafetz Chaim there, the Zevach Toda, is that the Kohanim are not forced to buy it. They don't want to buy it, they don't want to buy it. It just stays in the Rishus of Hekdesh. The question is, what about the next step, the Olah Shlomo's Diyuk? Would the Gizbar allow to sell it to anybody else after this? So that was the Olah Shlomo, that maybe from the Gemara there's a Diyuk not, because then the Gemara would have suggested that, even according to Abiyudah and Rav Shimon. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara, just one ha'ara before we continue, another one, and that is, there's another discussion in the Achronim, and that is, when it goes to the Kohanim, Biyovel, let's say it was sold, we could have discussed this yesterday, today, tomorrow, let's say it goes to the Kohanim, Biyovel, it was sold to someone else. Is that what's called, the same question is asked by Shmitas Karkos, Afkata de Malka or Afkata de Gavra? Let's say the person who bought it doesn't want to give it back to the Kohanim. He keeps working on it. I bought this with good money. I know I only bought it with the value prorated to Yovel, but I like this field. I'm not giving it back. Is it forcibly taken away? Separate from the question of Bez Din forcing a person to do a Mitzvah Zaseh. Is he stealing when he works the field and when he eats the fruit? Is that stealing? Or is that, it's not stealing, he's just being Mevatel and Aseh, that it goes back in Yovel. So that is a question of the Achronim. If you look in the Toras Mordechai, one of the Achronim Shuva savers, he assumes that it is a Chiyuv Aseh Hamutal Al Halokeach V'Machzik Besada L'Kayim V'Huah Mechuyav Achzir L'Bailim Aval Lo Yachzirenu L'Bailim Ad Shevadei Over B'Mitzvah Aseh B'Kamakom Lo Nechshav Gazlan Ela Hasada Shaloko Osh Lo Mekayim Chovaso. We would call this Afkata De Gavra. It's the person that has to do it. And if he's not mafkia it, okay. He's being mevatel a mitzvah, but he is not stealing. Who argues? The Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch says explicitly in the end of Bichu Kosai, Shin Lama Tess, the Minchas Chinuch says, V'zeh pashut etzli, b'sada hayotzeis b'yovel hu, v'ada afkata demalka, ki mevur kam upanim b'shas, b'loshon zeh. As it says in the Gemara many times, points out in the footnote, it only says this once in Shas. Based on what we're aware of, Gemara Babetziyab, Kuftes, Afkata Demalka. Vein Tsarech Ha'adon Kinyan. You don't even need a Kinyan. He's talking about not only when this, the field's going back to the Kohanim, but what about a Stei Mikneh that goes back to the original owner? He says it's automatic. It's Afkata Demalka. That's how Yovel works. Ach B'Geula, Deinem Avua, then he quotes what about when it comes to a case of Geula. But in terms of the automatic hefker that goes back, he assumes that is Afkata Demalka. The same question, as I mentioned, is asked by the Achronim. This is a more famous question by Shmita. Shmita's Karkos, right? Because it relates to the Heter Mechira. That's what made this Machlokas famous. It's known as a Machlokas between the Maharit and the Beis Yosef, but the Minchas Chinuch was the one that asked the question and then said, it's a Machlokas, the Maharit and the Beis Yosef. Minchas Chinuch asked in Peidal, in Mitzvah Peidal, by Shmita's Karka, V'ani Mesupak, Ia Mitzvah Akarkafta de Gavrahu, De Rachmana Tzivuhu Lahafkir, Peirosa Beshvias, Umuchuyav Lakayim Lahafkir. How do we look at Hefker by Shmita's Karka when the field is let free during Shemitah? Is that based on the person himself? The Torah is mechayiv a person to be mafkir the field. Via mafkir hareza hefker, and if he's mafkir, wonderful. Avalim eno mafkir eno hefker, and if not, not. It's not hefker, and the person is violating mitzvah saseh daraisa, but still, it's not hefker. How are you gezel biyad achirim calls manshalo hefker? If somebody else takes it, imk calls manshalo hefker. Kiva duav hefker chayiv laser, and then you have to be chayiv jubus and maestros. If it's his, you don't have the ptur of shehefker during Shemitah if he holds on to it. Oh, Dilma, or do we say no? Hefker ze ain't shrichim abayel mahafkir, rak wafkata de malka, the king, meaning Hashem, shehu memela hefker, rakim noal karmo over asezu, for it goes al arabim, of a mela of hefker, it's hefker automatically. And he says, shuv heir Hashem isparachas enayim, watsasi b'maharit, herek v'chalak arabinu beis Yosef, he quotes this machlokas, the beis Yosef says, to eno afkata de malka, rak mitzvah alav. He quotes a whole machlokas here, which of course relates to the issue of hetem mechira. So the Minchas Chinuch assumes that by afkabai shvitas karka, it's a machlokas achronim. But he assumes it's a davar pashit by Yovel, a field going back, not a field becoming hefker. He says that's afkata demalka. That for sure happens automatically. Interesting, you might have said the opposite svara, where I have to give back a field to a specific person, so that's harder than it being hefker. But the Minchas Chinuch assumes not. Again, it's not. It could work in that direction as well. Okay, so let's get back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says two suggestions so far. What is the source for Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah? Is it Rabbah's suggestion? Is it Abaye's suggestion? So we reject both, because what would, in this brisa that was brought, what would Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon do with the word ode? Right, we have nothing to do with the word ode, so it must be wrong. It must be the case is a different kind of case, which can work for all three opinions. El hachmayaskinan. This is the case that's being discussed in the Braisa. Bisada sheyatza lekohanim. The field, it went out to the Kohanim. Right? It was bought, let's say, by the before the first Yovel. So it went back to the Kohanim in Yovel. And then what happens? Vihigdisha Kohen. And then a Kohen is Makdashit now. After, it's his. Right? It's his after the first Yovel. And the Kohen says, I want to be Makdashit. Viasu bailam lemifrikei. And now the original owner is coming to be poda it. From Heptish. Sakata de Chamina, lo tifrok shadei lefan of kiste mikne. I might think that we don't allow him to buy it at all. And it's not even going to be a ste mikne to him. I might have thought that. We don't allow him to get it. Right? Rashi says, ho volagala behektish risham kshikti shahu. If he didn't get his act together and be goel it before the first Yovel, so maybe he can't even redeem it after the second Yovel. Tamalomar ode lekemosha haisa in negeles avol negeles shetei lefanav kistei mikne. No, we allow him to be makdashit, be goel it, but only it's like a stei mikne to him, right? Because now it's the achuz of the coin. It's not his achuz anymore. That's the chiddush of the brisa, and that goes according to everyone. It goes according to all the. All of the Tanon. Let's just continue reading, and then I'll mention a Rambam. Vahatanya.
And then it
will
go back to the Kohanim.
Go back to the Kohanim. Right, it will go back to all of the Kohanim. All of the Kohanim, not that specific Kohen. Right, if it was sold by this Kohen, Reuven the Kohen gets a portion of it in from Yovel, and then he sells it to somebody else. So at the next Yovel, it goes back to him, because that's like he sold, that's Stei Mikneh. But if he's Makdash it again, so then it's going to go back to all the Kohanim. It's going to go back to all the Kohanim, because it's the same halacha as the first Yovel. Let's just finish the Braisa, the Hot Tanya, and the Braisa also says, this halacha, this is benichusa. This is not a kasha. Vatanya, bishnas hayovel yeshuv asad lasher kano mito. This is the pasuk that's talking about stay mikne. That somebody was a stay mikne. That somebody was makdish and then was poda. It's going to go back to the original owner. Lasher kano mito. Yochol yachzor legizbar shalachol mimenu. You might think it goes back to the gizbar that he bought it from. Tamalomar lasher lo achuz asaretz. No, it goes back to the one that sold it to him. Achuz asaretz. It's a stay mikne. Yomar. Stop there for a second. Right, so stop, but we'll start with Yomar in a minute. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchas Erechin quotes the Braisa a little differently. The Lechem Mishnah points out that sometimes the Rambam will quote a Braisa a little differently, even though it's saying exactly the same thing as the Braisa. The Rambam says, Machar HaKohen HaSadeh, this is in Vav Zayin, Machar HaKohen Sadeh Chermo VeHekdisha Lokeach, if a Kohen sells a field, and then the buyer is Makdashit. Afilu haya halokeach habaylam arishonim. Even if, again, what happened? The Kohen got it got his new stei achuza, and then he sells it to somebody, and that person is makdashit. So that's the stei mikne that was hooked up. So it goes back to the Kohen. So afilu haya, even if the baylam arishonim were the ones, harayuk stei mikne v'chozeres l'kohen shemachra biyovel, goes back to the Kohen. The Lechem Mishnah is an interesting line here. V'rabbeinu kasav kan dina braisa hashnia ela sheshina mimenu b'mashe in lahakpid. He made a few changes where regarding parts of the brisa that don't really make a difference. He's just adding that even if the original owners was the one that bought, were the ones that bought it and then were makdish it, even in that case, it's going to go back to the kohen because this original owner is not the owner anymore. The kohen is the owner now of this stay achuza. Interesting. Just one final case, and then we'll continue. The Minchas Chinuch has another suffix there in Shin Lamed Tes. The halacha is if somebody sells a field for longer than 50 years or longer than the amount of after Yovel. The Eishlis topic, this is in Shin Lamed Tes Chaf Aleph. B'mishakanas adam yichavero al zman katsuv. Kagon al shishim shana. De'eno yotzei be'yovel. That's halacha we're going to have later on, Bez Hashem. If somebody sells it for longer than Yovel, so then it doesn't go out in Yovel. Yovel is only if it wasn't sold for a specific amount of time. And this person who bought it for 60 years sold it to somebody else in the interim. Stam. Does it go out from the second buyer by Yovel? Because he didn't buy it for that amount. And once it goes out, is it going to go back to the original? Because once it's chozer, so he has that suffix. He has that suffix. Do you say, me neima, da Torah lo nina reshus la lokeach rakat a Yovel, that a buyer only has until Yovel, and therefore it has to leave? Or, odil machink pe the raksha karka taksul adon arishon. And here, shalot taksul abayla marishonim, any Yovel mafkia, koach alokeach, kiva dulo yuchsul abayla marishonim. Interesting, chakira, according to the Minchas Chinuch, is the ikker of Yovel. The Chazar's karka, is it that it's leaving the buyer, or is it that it's going back to the owner? Which is the ikker? Because here's a case where it can leave the buyer, but it's not going back to the original owner. So that's a question of the Minchas Chinuch. How do you look at all of these Chazara issues? Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Yomar, finishing up this brisa, Yomar lasher lo achuzas haaretz, ma tamalomar lasher kano meito. What do you need the other phrase? Just say, give it back to the one who has the achuzer. Remember, what's this case talking about? A case where a kohen sold it to somebody, that other person was makdish it. So in that case, it's going to go back to the kohen, who sold it originally. So why don't you just say the phrase, lasher lo achuzas haaretz? What does it add? Ma tamalomar lasher kano meito. So the Gemara says to include this case. Sada shiyasas lekohanim umachra kohen vehigdisha lokeach vigola acher yochel taksul abaylam harishonim tamalomar lasher kanahu. You might think in that case it goes back to the original owner. We'll have to see why. Tamalo, once it's going back to someone, maybe it goes back to even the original owner from the previous Yovel. Tamalo, but no, you only give it back to the one who you bought it from, meaning the Kohen. The Kohen who got it during the Yovel. Semicolon. The Itzrich lo yigael, the Itzrich lemichtav lasher kanahu. We need both brises. Both brises. The brisa that we just had about a Kohen. Well, the first brisa was the Hakamai Eskina. We had about 10 lines up from the end of where the lines get wide. The first brisa said a case where the kohanim went out to the kohanim and the kohen was makdish it and the bialim are coming to be poda it. So in that case, we allow them to be poda it as a stay mikneh. And the second brisa that talks about this case where the kohen sold it and somebody else was makdish it. So you need both of those. The Gemara is going to go through each one, why you wouldn't have known one without the other. Vizrach lo yigal, vizrach lemitta, lasher kano. The Bach just changes the order of the psukim. De'i kaz rachmana lo yigal, if you only have a case of lo yigal, which is a case where the kohen was, he got a chelik of it in Yovel, and it goes back to, we said, if he's makdashit, if it goes back to all the kohanim. If he sold it, somebody else was makdashit, it goes back to him. So, that case, we need why? Deloka hadra klau. Because that's a case, let's say the kohen, again, the kohen got it in from Yovel and he was makdashit, it's gonna go back to all the kohanim. So that's a case where we know it's not gonna go back to the original owner, because it's not going back to any specific person. Loka hadra klau, just going back to the kohanim. So there's no havamina. I would have thought that it's going to go back to the original owner. Aval hacha, but a case where a kohen sells it after getting it in Yovel, and that other person is makdish it, hadra, the kahadra, where it's going back to original person anyway, so tev de lamar kama. So you might think, well, give it back to the person who got it from Yeshua ben Nun. Because of Rachman al-Asher kanahu. That's why he said, no. Since the new Yovel, this has a new steachuza owner. And if you only had that case where it's going to go back to him, there, of course, is only going to go back to the Kohen because the Bailam didn't pay anything for it. What is going to go back to them? They're just sitting there. They didn't do anything. But here, where the they buy them, paid for it, so take him biyadayim, let him keep it. Because of Rechmana lo yigael. That's why those are the two halachas of the Braisa. Finishing up, because this we already had, but the Braisa already finishes it. Because of Rechmana lo yigael, lo chasav od. What about the word od? What is that teaching me? Havamina lo tifra klal. I would have thought that the Bailim, Harishonim, or we don't allow them to redeem it after the first Yovel, because they blew their chance. Because of Rechmana od, they can redeem it for a lower level. Lakamosha haisei in a negelas, avon negelas, shetei lefanav kistei mikna. They could at least have it as a stay mikna. Again, if the original owner buy it after the first Yovel, they could at least have it as a stay mikna, and then it would go back to the Kohen in the second Yovel. Period. Adkan, the second suggestion. So what did we just say with this whole brisa? We knocked out that the original interpretation that Abaye said of the brisa, that's only according to Rabbi Elazar, that doesn't work. We found that the brisa is according to everybody, and it's talking, and that word owed is talking about a case where a Kohen got it after Yovel, and then he was makdish it or sold it, so it was stuck. Go back to the original question. What's the source for Rabbi Elazar? What's the source for Balazar? That, remember, in our Mishnah, Balazar holds that if it was not redeemed, the Kohanim don't get it. Kohanim can't take it unless it was redeemed by somebody else. So, my Avi Allah. So, Amar Rav, a third suggestion. Amar Kra, Vahaya Hatzadeh, Bitseiso, Bayovel. The Pasuk says, when the field goes out, Bitseiso, Miyan Acher. So, Idashim, when it goes out, it's going to go to the Kohen. Not like the first suggestion of Rabbah, where you're reading it based on the smichus of the psukim, and you only compare it to the second half of the pasuk, not the first half of the pasuk, which Abaye got very upset about. No, Idashim from the word, but say so. When it goes out, it goes to the Kohen. When it doesn't go out, it doesn't go to the Kohen. But say so, miyovel, but say so, miyad, acher. Okay. Iboy Elohu. So this is a Daf Yomi Amud. The next 20 lines are going to be an exact repeat. If you notice, there's only four Rashis until the Mishnah. The next 20 lines are going to be an exact repeat of the Amud Aleph that we just had. Okay, Iboy Lahu. First, a new question. Bailim, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that says that during the second Yovel, right, according to Rabbi Eliezer, we just said, the Kohanim don't get it if it wasn't sold to somebody, if it wasn't nigal by somebody, by the first Yovel. Are the second Bailim allowed to get it? Because according to Rabbi Elazar, the Kohanim aren't allowed to take it. So according to them, Bailim biyovel sheni ka'acher damu olo. The Bailim the Yovel sheni, if they redeem it after the Yovel sheni, is it going to go to the Kohanim? Is it going to be like a mikneh, go to the Kohanim? Or is it like their steyachuza? So tashma, lo yigael, lacho, lo tehe nig eles. So we're going to have to prove all the way at the end. We're going to try to prove it from here first. Lacho lo tehe nig eles shetei lefanim kastei mikneh dama lomar od, lukemosha haisein nig eles, ava nig eles shetei lefanim kastei achuza, kastei mikneh. Right, that was the brisa. So Amos, this is the same brisa that was unclear on Amud Aleph. When is that talking about? That we're going to limit somebody to only be able to redeem it to a stay miknet state. Elema be Yovel Rishon. Oh, we're talking about the first Yovel of Mayan and Agelas. So why would there be any limits on his power? Achuza Nami Avi. It could even be a stay Achuza to him. Elapshita be Yovel Sheni. It must be talking about after the first Yovel. Ulaman, and who are we talking about? El Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon. Lakonim Nafka. According to the first two opinions of the Mishnah, the Kohanim got it in Yovel. You would never have an Ukimta having it after the first Yovel. Elo Lav Reb Elazar. It must be according to Rabbi Elazar. Vishmamina, and what must be the case that we're talking about? A case, what the Bailim are trying to get it during the second Yovel, and what does the Braisa say? They only have enough power to stay mikneh. Pramina, Bailim Yovel Sheni ka'acher damu. They're like an acher. And therefore, they cannot take it forever. So, isn't that a proof to our question? So Gemara says, no, Vitizbara, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, hi, owed my darshi bay. No, you can't say that, that's the suggestion, because what would Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon do with that ode? So Ella, this is what must be they do with that ode. So we're going to have the same 20 lines right here. Hagamayaskina besadashi azalos lakoanim vikdisha kohen. A field that went out to the kohanim in Yovel, and then a kohen was makdashit. Vasu bailam mifrika, and then the bailam want to redeem it after he was makdashit. So sagadachamina lo tifrok shetehe kiste mikneh. You might think that we don't allow them to be kohenid at all. Even like a stay mikneh, because they blew their chance. Tamalomar owed. Lekamosha haisa, eden negeles, abon negeles, shetei lefanav kastei mikneh. We allow them to redeem it like a stay mikneh. But this is not the case where Stamin never went to the Kohen of Yovel. So it's no proof to Rebbe Lazar. It went to the Kohen of Yovel, and then a Kohen was makdashit. Vatanya, as the Brisa says, Yashuv hasadel asher kano meito. That's the pasuk by stay mikneh. Yocho yachzu legizbar shalacha hemenu. You might think it goes back to the gizbar that he bought it from. Tamalomar lasher loach uzasa aretz. No, it goes back to the one, to the Kohen, who has it as an achuza now. Matam alamar lasher kanahu, sadash yasal akohanim, umachra kohen, vihigdisha lokeach, vigola acher. If a kohen was not makdashit after he got it in Yovel, but he sold it, and then somebody else was makdashit, then yachodash lebailamar he showed him, you might think it goes back to the original owner, because once it's going back to a specific person, maybe we should send it back to the original owner. Matam alamar lasher kanahu, no. The first owner's out of the picture. After the Yovel, it goes to the kohen that got it and then sold it. As we had, you need both cases. Meaning both cases of a kohen being makdashit and a kohen being mocherit. Right? After he got it in Yovel. You need both those cases. If it's the case, which we said is the case where the kohen was makdashit, and that's going to go back to the whole all the group of the Kohanim again. Deloka Hadrakla. Because that, of course, is not going to go back to the first owner, because it's not going back to anybody. It's going back to the Kohanim. Kazarachman Lasher Kano. That's why he says Lasher Kano. To teach me in the other case where I might have thought it does. Because Rechman Alasher Kano, Deloka Yavi Bailam Dame. But in the other case, the Bailam aren't giving anything where the Kohen was Makdashit, where Kohen sold it. Aval Hacha, the Yavi Bailam Dame, Takeum Biadayu. Kazarachman Alo Yigael. Fine, that's what you need both. Same thing. Because Rechmana lo yigal b'loksiv od, havamina lo tifra klal. Because Rechmana od, l'kamosha haizein in a geles, avan a geles in the fun of, kistei mikneh. Period. Okay. My havi Allah. So, now we're back. We still didn't answer the original question. There's a question of, according to Rabbi Lazar, what's the status of the owner if he redeems it after the first Yovel? So we tried to bring it from the Brisa, but then we said, no, the Brisa's not talking about that. So my havi Allah. So we tried Tashma, according to our Girsa, we have this as a Tashma. Right, the Bach takes it out. Rebbe Lazar Omer Gala Bailam Biyovel Sheni Yotzal Kohanim Biyovel. Says a Beferish. If the Bailam redeem it, so it goes to the Kohanim. Meaning only like a Stei Mikneh. They're like an Acher. It's Beferish. So Amalei Ravina Lorvashi Ha'anal Otznanochi. We didn't learn that in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah it says Rebbe Lazar Omer Ein Kohanim Nechazal Tochachi Galen Acher. No, if nobody redeemed it, so then the Kohanim can't go in. If the Bailam would go in, then it would be his. Right, the Kohanim don't go in until somebody else. You go in an Acher, but if the Bailam take it, then it's the Bailam's. So on my way, he says, no, maybe Bailam be Yovel Sheni Kacher Damu. When it says Acher, maybe that is including the Bailam. So there's no proof. We thought our mission was a proof because it says Acher, maybe the Bailam are an Acher. That's our question. We don't know. Ikadamri, or a different version of the same Shakla Vataria, Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Gala B'Yovel Sheni, Eina Yotzel Kohanim B'Yovel. Gala, if the Bailam redeem it, it does not go out to the Kohanim in Yovel, meaning it's theirs, to the opposite version of the Brisa. Amele Ravina Lorvashi, Afanana Mitanina. It's a proof from our mission, not a kasha from our mission. It's a proof. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Eina Kohanim Rechazel Notocha, Chigalena Acher. So Mashba, that if the Bailam take it, it's theirs forever. So Amele, Imi Masisa, and he says, no. If it's from our Mishnah, Hava Mina Bailam B'Yovel Sheni Kachar Damu. No, it could be that in our Mishnah, the Bailam is like an Acher. Kamashla, and he's not. But it's not a proof from our Mishnah. Once you have the Halacha, this is how you can interpret the Mishnah. But Lav Dafka, that this is what the Mishnah has to mean. Period. Okay, that takes us through Stei Mikneh, Stei Achuza, Kohanim selling it, Kohanim being Makdashit after they got it in Yovel. Let's just do the Mishnah. Masisan Halokeach Sade Me Aviv Vames Aviv. Somebody buys a field from their father. Buys a field from their father. And then their father dies. And then the son is Makdashit. Vakach Ekdishas. That's not controversial. Harihi Kistei Achuza. That is exact. That's the Stei Achuza, because when the son was Makdashit, he owned it. It was his Stei Achuza. What's going to be up to for discussion is the other case. Hikdisha, the Acher Kach Meis Aviv. Let's say a son bought a field from his father, and then he was Makdashit, and then his father died. So now, when he was Makdashit, it was not his Stei Achuza. It was his father's. But when it's time to be Podit, now, it's meaning so when he was Makdashit, it was Stei Mikneh. And therefore, it should go back to the father by Yovel. But now, in hindsight, it's his Stei Achuza. So maybe we could say, now, it became a Stei Achuza, so therefore it should go to the Kohanim. So, Machlokes, Hari can Stei Mikneh, de Remeir. Remeir says you go by the moment that it was Hukdash. When it was Hukdash, it was a Stei Mikneh, that's what it stays. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Hari can Stei Achuza. No, you say it's like a Stei Achuza. Why? Shenemar im mistay mikron so asher lo mistay achuza so sada shein ruya lio sada achuza only. So mikna is a kfil that will never be able to be a steachuza. Yatz zazushi ruya lio steachuza, excluding this one, which will never, which can't, could have become and did become a steachuza. Let's just do the next line, and then we'll talk about the major discussion of the achronim. Ste mikna ina yotz lekohen biyovel. This is the rule we've said already, but it's based on a pasuk in Chumash. A stay mikne never goes to the kohanim. If somebody sells a stay mikne, it goes back to the owner, not to the kohanim. Why? Shina da maktash, avar shina shalo. He didn't have the power to be maktashit. It wasn't his eternally. He was a stay mikne. So therefore, if he's maktashit, so if he never sells it, if he never maktashit, it's going to go back to the owner. So what? Even if he's maktashit, ina da maktash, davar sheino shalo. Period. The big shiloh of the achronim, the ar sameach here. First of all, just even before that, Rashi quotes, what's the daf gemina between stay mikneh and stay achuzah? So Rashi quotes the beginning of the stay mikneh. Number one, how much do you redeem it for? Right, you go by the special rate of stay achuzah or stay mikneh. And number two, who does it go to in Yovel? Those are the two daf gemina that Rashi quotes. The question is, though, the question is on the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. It's like a stay achuzah? Why? What's the whole svara of stay miknah that it's limited and it goes back to the original owner in other maktish, davar shein shelo? So when this son was maktish, this field, it wasn't his to be maktish forever. So why would we ever call that a stay achuzah? When he was maktishin, his power was limited, and if his power was limited, so he should say it's a stay miknah. All of a sudden, when his father dies, it turns into a stay achuzah, but when he was maktishin, he didn't have that power. That's the question of the Ar Sameach, and the Ar Sameach doesn't give an answer. The Ar Sameach says in Hilchos Avadim, he says, "Im kein kashayis etakazav v'haray haisa shalom bershuso vein maktos davreshino shalom v'im kein suki yarsha achar kachle aviv eich lo teisim yada hektish biyovel ketein stay mikne shavim lo nigalab yada hektish ina yosel gonim biyovel v'kibin shalom hayis shalom az b'shas a hektish eich yachal akedusha liyolam af baser yovel." That's the Ar Sameach's kasha. So how do we answer the kasha? It's a strong question. According to the second opinion, when he was maktashid, he didn't have the power. So what changed just when the father died? So Rabbi Chanan tries to say, Rabbi Chanan says, maybe the machlokes, in achinami, the machlokes is only legabe, the amount of pidyon. Do you go by shovi, or do you go by zerach, homer, saorah, chamishim, shekel, kasah? But everybody agrees it goes back to the original owner. It goes back to the son. Because he can't fathom. Right, ain't the machta javashin shalom. But the stipler has a different shot. The stipler says, "Vehine." Why do we say that this is in Simon Zion? Why do we say that it's enu shalom? Why do we say that it's not limited? We're looking at it backwards, says the stipler. Why do we say that it's limited and he can't sell it? It's not his to sell. Only because we know that it's going to go back to the original owner. That's the only reason we say it's called enu shalom, because by Yovel, it's going to go back to the original owner. That's exactly the din that we're trying to figure out in this case. The Pasuk tells me, that's the Chiddush of the Pasuk. Anything that is a stay achuzah or a potential stay achuzah so then you have halachas of stay achuzah. The only, what we're asking, hey, it's Enu Shalom, so why should it be able to maktash it? No, it's only Enu Shalom because that's the halacha that we're trying to figure out what the halacha is in this case. V'hinei be'emes, hadde b'stei mikne nechshav eitzel lokeach zeh, darash Enu Shalom, le'inyin achar yovel, hu basar t'goli rachmana, shesadeh ha'machur rechozeres b'yovel l'bal achuza. Ava begavna d'leka din chazar b'yovel, let's say you could come up with a case that there's no, it's not going to be chozer b'yovel. For example, Kana steachuza kodem shegalu shnei shvatim. The kodem yovel galu. Right, let's say somebody bought a field, and then the Bnei Yisrael went into galus. So then, no more yovel. So it's not going back in yovel. So at that moment, it turned into, from a stei mikra to a steachuza. He says there too, harehi kenuya lelokech tamid ashi dina yovel. So in Cain, so too here. Kiva de Gali Rachmana Shaham Maktish Sadeh Haruya Leos Los Deachuza Vyakak Yarsha Dino Kamaktish Deachuza. That's what the Torah is being Megal with this Pasik. Mamela, it was his to sell totally. It's only not his to sell totally if it's going to go back in Yovel. But if there's a situation that comes up that says it's not going to be closed over Yovel, then it's his. So that's what the disciple says here in Simon Zion to answer up the question of the Ar Samecha to explain this Shita of the Mishnah. Related to this, let's just do the last line. Hakonim alavim magdishin la'olam v'godlin la'olam. Konim alavim could always be makdish and always be goel. Bein lefnei ha-yovel, bein lachar ha-yovel. Right? None of the halachas of chazara l'kohanim apply to the field of the sados of kohanim and levim. They're out of those halachas. And the Menachas Chinuch here asks, what do they have to redeem it for? All their fields, right? This is the question that we started off with today. What do they redeem it for? So the Menachas Chinuch assumes, Dover Pashid, that they have no halachas of Steachuza. No halachas of Steachuza apply to the Kohanim and Levim, and the Zerach Omer Sa'orim, and all these, this is the Menachas Chinuch and Shinun Hey. None of the halachas apply, and the Chavis Chaim assumes, Dover Pashid, that they do apply. Why shouldn't they apply? So the Din of Chazara doesn't apply. But he says, Mistavra, says the Chavis Chaim, the Chashvin Le Lakol Shana Shekel Pundion, Kamoli Yisrael. He assumes, Benogim Gabe Kol Ani Dinim Tekuli Pirkin, V'chein Mashmi B'Shas. So the Machlokas, Menachas Chinuch, and the Chafetz Chaim, and the Zevach Toda, whether all the halachas, the other halachas, the prices and the pidyon apply to Kohanim and Levim, or none of them apply. Machlokas, Menachas Chinuch, and the Zevach Toda. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Continue with the Gemara, Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow, Parshas here tonight, 8:45.